really the main thing, obviously, early on, Harper was injured on the field and he was taken for an evaluation, to the hospital for a further evaluation. So it came back that, basically he was diagnosed with a concussion, so he's in a concussion protocol. So, I think, obviously, those are scary moments for all of us. So I think that, obviously we're upset, we're disappointed. Obviously it was a concussion, but obviously it wasn't anything worse, with those injuries. The only other injury was Jerron Johnson just suffered a groin injury. Other than that, we came out of the game quite healthy. And, now it's kind of, now the work comes. I think there was a lot of good performances from a lot of the players on the defensive side of the ball. But, there was one point where we're going into the fourth quarter, they only had about 29 snaps. Fourth quarter, give Atlanta credit, they made some plays. I think that, we did a good job offensively. Everywhere except for the red zone, we had three turnovers. I don't think, to be a good football team, you can do that. I know some people may say it's a fourth preseason game, but, we don't want to be a team that makes those type of errors no matter, what game it is, what preseason game, what practice it is, or whatever it may be. So hopefully we'll learn from that. Brandon, I thought, did a nice job outside of those plays. But, again, we just got to go back and see what kind of forced them. The tip ball, obviously those things, I don't, just look at where the read was, where he was going with it, but, the other ones, obviously, we have to do a better job of. The offensive line, we have multiple people playing. Earl Watford was in there quite a bit, so we'll take a good look, at him. We had Bolinko playing the guards. We had Pat and AJ playing. So, we wanted to make sure that we get a good evaluation of those players. I think that, when you get into the fourth preseason game, people ask you questions, so-and-so didn't play, so-and-so, why did he not play, why did he play? I really think, the truth of the matter is that, you feel very comfortable about a lot of players. When I say you feel very comfortable, in your evaluation. It's not, dead set on players, definitely making the team or not making the team. It's just a matter of making sure that we want to get the players out there that we don't maybe have as good of an evaluation on.
Coach, you have to be pleased with the job Dede did tonight.
Who's that?
Dede Westbrook?
Yeah, I mean, every time he's been out there, he's made plays. Thought he showed his speed a little bit tonight. I would say that, he's someone that, when he's been available, has been productive for us.
How important was it to get Aaron Coleman snaps tonight?
It was good. You always get nervous. He's really did a good job in practice and good job in the drills and really looked healthy and really, was moving extremely well. But you still just want to get those first couple plays out there. I was nervous for a while because we weren't in nickel and we're getting into close to half and we didn't have a lot of snaps and we got him his snaps and at some one point it was going into the second half and I was just like, all right, we've had enough. He's been in tune, he's focused, he's ready to go.
Did you learn anything about the guards or did you have to go back and look at it?
That was always tough, guys. And normally I can watch a game and tell you about the situations and things like that. But I think, this one's going to be close. I think it's going to be tough. I think, I'd rather pull out my back pocket. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure I'm watching that film.
You played AJ for the first quarter.
Mm-hmm. Played him and Pat in the same amount of snaps, Ryan. So we were looking to get 15 to 20 snaps out of them. And I think, we were close. I think we were at 17. So instead of, pulling them in the middle of a drive, we just said, okay, that's enough and let's go.
At the fullback position, Tommy Bohannon was in there for a while. You used Neil Sterling as a lead blocker. What did you see throughout the training camp that kind of...
Well, it's one thing that we have to do during the year, so we'll always look to see with that, with that position. We had both Neil and Alex, prepared to play that because we went into the game, obviously, with Tommy. Being able to play is the only, person that was available for us at the time. So we just wanted to make sure we had a backup plan. They've done it before. Neil's done it before. And Alex has done it before. So both those guys have played that position before.
Compared to your previous preseasons, how comfortable are you with this team going into week one?
Well, I don't know if I ever really most of the time when I get asked that question, how comfortable you are. I'm just wired maybe differently. I don't think I'm ever comfortable anywhere I've ever been. I just think it's just an edge to ourselves to keep pushing. So I think that, we understand that we have work ahead of us. We have to do, right now, the pressing work is obviously the roster. you know, to get, you know, get to where we feel we're going to have the 53 players we feel the best is going to, you know, help us win. But then when that comes, then obviously you're pressed to, you know, to get ready for the first week. So, you know, I don't think the one thing about this league, in my opinion, I don't know if you ever really do, you know, feel comfortable from a standpoint of how I view comfortable. Comfortable to me is not a lot going on, sitting on my couch, you know, petting my dogs, you know, watching TV. I know it's a boring life, but that's comfortable for me. And probably eating. Yeah, I would say that makes me comfortable.
Keelan Cole didn't play today. What have you seen from him that you feel comfortable that you'd seen everything?
Yeah, I mean, he's done everything we've asked him to do. I don't think there was much more that we could have put him in a situation tonight where we could have seen anything else. I mean, so we feel comfortable with, you know, our evaluation on him, and we'll go back and we'll look at the receivers. I think there's, you know, I thought, you know, a couple of those guys made some plays tonight. Did some nice things, not only just on the field, but also on special teams. You know, Pinkard made a nice play, running down there, making that play early on, and made a nice catch. I know that good catch. So, you know, I think we're just going to look at that. And then, again, I think it goes through everything else. So, okay, now listen, we have this body of work, you know, that really I look at from the from training camp on. You know, there's a lot of notes on everyone, a lot of grades on everyone. You know, I just think it's a time to, you know, don't get too high, too low. Just make, you know, decisions that best fit your team. So, like I said before, I really think that, you know, he's gotten a lot of work, a lot of reps. A couple of other guys haven't gotten as much. So, you know, you want to make sure you get an equal amount. Because sometimes the players with lower reps sometimes, in my opinion, for me personally, sometimes they'll show up a little bit. But then it's just a matter of time. If they play more, then you might not be as happy with them at the end of it. And you want, for any player on a team, you want to see consistency throughout.
How encouraged are you by Jason Myers last 2 games?
You know, I feel good. I mean, you know, he went out there today. I was looking for a situation to go ahead and get him out there. And, I mean, that was a hell of a field goal to kick. I mean, showed a really good leg. You know, kickoffs, he's been doing a nice job. And then, you know, hit the other field goal. I felt very comfortable. I go that way with it, meaning, like, you know, hey, listen, we're at the 42. Let's go. You know, and I think, for me, that's how I view that position, you know, what they can do. You know, having the ability to feel comfortable and the team, you know. I go back to that. You know, I've said it many times. You know, as a team, we have to have confidence in every person that we put out on that field.
It's going to be more than 1,100 players available Saturday. Once you set your 53, any idea how active you'll be at all in the waiver wire?
No, probably I can't answer that question. I mean, I can't answer it because I don't know. I don't know the answer to that one.
Okay. Do you feel like as a position group, without being specific, that you absolutely have to go outside and bring someone in?
No, you know, I got the same question asked to me last night in a production meeting, and I think I've been very consistent on how I, you know, answered it. You know, my job is, you know, is whatever players are here, it's my job to coach them so they can win. So I really don't get into, hey, listen, we have to be doing this. Hey, coach or Dave, we got to do this, or we've got to grab this, or I don't do that because, I mean, who knows what's going on out there? I don't watch other teams or anything like that. I have enough going on my plate, you know, with our football team. So at the end of the day, you know, my responsibility is for the 53 or the 89 that we've had, you know, in camp right now to really take care of them. So, I apologize, but I really don't have information to answer that question.
I know Earl was back out there, but what goes into evaluating some of the guys that have been out for a really long time, like Rashad and TJ and Michael Rivera?
I think it's very difficult. You know, it's something that, you know, you get up in front of the team and you want to earn it, but I think you also got to be smart. I think you got to look at, you know, background, what they've done in OTAs, what they've done in camp. Really, the main thing, obviously, early on, you know, Harper was injured on the field and he was taken for an evaluation, you know, to the hospital for a further evaluation. So it came back that, you know, basically he was diagnosed with a concussion, so he's in a concussion protocol. So, you know, I think obviously those are scary moments for all of us. So I think that, you know, obviously we're upset, we're disappointed. Obviously it was a concussion, but obviously it wasn't anything worse, you know, with those injuries. The only other injury was Jaron Johnson just suffered a groin injury. Other than that, we came out of the game quite healthy, and you know, now it's kind of, you know, now the work comes. I think there was a lot of good performances from a lot of the players on the defensive side of the ball, but you know, there was one point where we're going into the fourth quarter, they only had about 28, 29 snaps, fourth quarter, you know, give Atlanta credit. They made some plays. I think that, you know, we did a good job offensively everywhere except for the red zone. You know, we had three turnovers. I don't think, you know, to be a good football team, you can do that. I know some people may say it's a fourth preseason game, but, you know, that we don't want to be a team that makes those type of errors no matter, you know, what game it is, what preseason game, what practice it is, or whatever it may be. So hopefully we'll learn from that. Brandon, I thought, did a nice job outside of those plays. But, again, we just got to go back and see what kind of forced them. The tip ball, obviously those things, I don't, you know, just look at where the read was, where he was going with it. But, you know, the other ones, obviously, we have to do a better job of. The offensive line, you know, we have multiple people playing. Earl Watford was in there quite a bit, so we'll take a good look, you know, at him. We had Bolinko playing the guards. We had Pat and AJ playing. So, you know, we wanted to make sure that we get a good evaluation of those players. I think that, you know, when you get into the fourth preseason game, people ask you questions, you know, so-and-so didn't play, so-and-so, you know, why did he not play, why did he play? I really think, you know, the truth of the matter is that, you know, you feel very comfortable about a lot of players. When I say you feel very comfortable, you feel very comfortable in your evaluation. It's not, you know, dead set on players, you know, definitely making the team or not making the team. It's just a matter of making sure that we want to get the players out there that we don't maybe have as good of an evaluation on.
Coach, you have to be pleased with the job Dede did tonight.
Who's that?
Dede Westbrook?
Yeah, I mean, you know, every time he's been out there, he's made plays. Thought he showed his speed a little bit tonight. So I would say that, you know, he's someone, when he's been available, has been productive for us.
How important was it to get Aaron Coleman some reps tonight?
It was good. You know, you always get nervous. Like, you know, he's really did a good job in practice and good job in the drills and really looked healthy and really, you know, was moving extremely well. You know, but you still just want to get those first, you know, couple plays out there. I was, you know, nervous for a while because we weren't in nickel and we're getting into, you know, close to half and we didn't have a lot of snaps. And, you know, we got him his snaps and, you know, at some one point it was going into the second half and I was just like, all right, we've had enough. He's been in tune, he's focused, he's ready to go.
Did you learn anything about the guards or did you have to go back and look at it?
You know, that was always tough, guys. And normally I can watch a game and tell you about situations and things like that. But I think, you know, this one's going to be close. I think it's going to be tough. I think, you know, I'd rather pull out my back pocket. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure I'm watching that film.
You played AJ for the first quarter.
Mm-hmm. Played him and Pat in the same amount of snaps, Ryan. So we were looking to get 15 to 20 snaps out of them. And I think, you know, we were close. I think we're at 17. So instead of, you know, pulling them in the middle of a drive, we just said, okay, that's enough and let's go.
At the fullback position, Tommy Bohannon was in there for a while. You used Neil Sterling as a lead blocker. What did you see throughout his training camp that kind of...
Well, we, you know, it's one thing that we have to do during the year, so we'll always look to see with that, you know, at that position. We had both Neil and Alex, you know, prepared to play that because we went into the game, obviously, with Tommy. You know, being able to play is the only, you know, person that was available for us at the time. So we just wanted to make sure we had a backup plan. They've done it before. Neil's done it before. And Alex has done it before. So both those guys have played that position before.
Compared to your previous preseasons, how comfortable are you with this team going into week one?
Well, I don't know if I ever really most of the time when I get asked that question, you know, how comfortable you are. I'm just wired maybe differently. I don't think I'm ever comfortable anywhere I've ever been. I just think it's just an edge to ourselves to keep pushing. So I think that, you know, we understand that we have work ahead of us. We have to do, right now, the pressing work is obviously the roster, you know, to get to where we feel we're going to have the 53 players we feel the best is going to, you know, help us win. But then when that comes, then obviously you press to, you know, to get ready for the first week. So, you know, I don't think the one thing about this league, in my opinion, I don't know if you ever really do, you know, feel comfortable from a standpoint of how I view comfortable. Comfortable to me is not a lot going on, sitting on my couch, you know, petting my dogs, you know, watching TV. I know it's a boring life, but that's comfortable for me. And probably eating. Yeah, I would say that makes me comfortable.
Keelan Cole didn't play today. What have you seen from him that you feel comfortable that you'd seen everything already?
Yeah, I mean, he's done everything we've asked him to do. I don't think there was much more that we could have put him in a situation tonight where we could have seen anything else. I mean, so we feel comfortable with, you know, our evaluation on him, and we'll go back and we'll look at the receivers. I think there's, you know, I thought, you know, a couple of those guys made some plays tonight, did some nice things, not only just on the field, but also on special teams. You know, Pinkard made a nice play, running down there, making that play early on, and made a nice catch, another good catch. So, you know, I think we're just going to look at that, and then, again, I think it goes for everything else. So, okay, now listen, we have this body of work, you know, that really I look at from the from training camp on. You know, there's a lot of notes on everyone, a lot of grades on everyone. You know, I just think it's the time to, you know, don't get too high, too low, just make, you know, decisions that best fit your team. So, like I said before, I really think that, you know, he's gotten a lot of work, a lot of reps. A couple of other guys haven't gotten as much. So, you know, you want to make sure you get an equal amount. Because sometimes the players with lower reps sometimes, in my opinion, for me personally, sometimes they'll show up a little bit. But then it's just a matter of time. If they play more, then you might not be as happy with them at the end of it. And you want, for any player on a team, you want to see consistency throughout.
How encouraged are you by Jason Myers last 2 games?
You know, I feel good. I mean, you know, he went out there today. I was looking for a situation to go ahead and get him out there. And, I mean, that was a hell of a field goal to kick. I mean, showed really good leg. You know, kickoffs, he's been doing a nice job. And then, you know, hit the other field goal. I felt very comfortable. I go that way with it, meaning, like, you know, hey, listen, we're at the 42. Let's go. You know, and I think for me, that's how I view that position, you know, what they can do, you know, having the ability to feel comfortable and the team, you know. I go back to that. You know, I've said it many times. You know, as a team, we have to have confidence in every person that we put out on that field.
It's going to be more than 1,100 players available Saturday. Once you set your 53, any idea how active you'll be at all in the waiver wire?
No, probably I can't answer that question. I mean, I can't answer it because I don't know. I don't know the answer to that one.
Okay. Do you feel like as a position group, without being specific, that you absolutely have to go outside and bring someone in?
No, you know, I got the same question asked to me last night in a production meeting, and I think I've been very consistent on how I've, you know, answered it. You know, my job is, you know, is whatever players are here, it's my job to coach them so they can win. So I really don't get into, hey, listen, we have to be doing this. Hey, coach or Dave, we got to do this, or we've got to grab this, or I'm not. I don't do that because, I mean, who knows what's going on out there? I don't watch other teams or anything like that. I have enough going on my plate, you know, with our football team. So at the end of the day, you know, my responsibility is for the 53 or the 89 that we've had, you know, in camp right now to really take care of them. So I apologize, but I really don't have information to answer that question.
I know Earl was back out there, but what goes into evaluating some of the guys that have been out for a really long time, like Rashad and TJ and Michael Rivera?
I think it's very difficult. You know, it's something that, you know, you get up in front of the team and you want to earn it, but I think you also got to be smart. I think you got to look at, you know, background, what they've done in OTAs, what they've done in camp, and I think those come into play when you talk about those players. I think everything about a player comes into play, you know, meaning that, you know, it has to be talked about, it has to be evaluated, it has to be, you know, looked at and weighed against, you know, another player and whatever his situation is. And I think those come into play when you talk about those players. I think everything about a player comes into play, you know, meaning that, you know, it has to be talked about, it has to be evaluated, it has to be, you know, looked at and weighed against, you know, another player and whatever his situation is.